feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is The Rita Cosby Show.
I know your name is Rita, because your perfume is smelling sweet. Since when I saw you down on the floor, guitar.
Breaking news.
And tonight on The Rita Cosby Show, getting these details from our newsman, Bob Brown, that a 16-year-old boy has now been arrested and charged in connection to that brutal attack of the 68-year-old woman outside of a church in Queens, New York. Remember, she was going to Sunday services at 8:20 in the morning, and a thug viciously sucker-punched her, beat her, then shoved her down a flight of stairs. She looked like she was lifeless. And at that point, then he robbed her and then took her car. And this was outside a Greek Orthodox church there in Jamaica Hills. The 68-year-old woman was in critical care in ICU. She is now said to be in stable condition, but she had a fractured skull and black eye. And the good news is they caught the thug. He is a 16-year-old, and apparently they got him because he took the woman's Nissan Altima vehicle, drove it. It was found about 3.5 miles away from the church, and authorities are reporting that they lifted a fingerprint from the recovered car and were able to track down the guy. Also, you could see in the videotape, it was pretty clear because surveillance video could show what this guy did. The whole country was just shocked and disgusted that this would happen on a Sunday morning as she was just going to church. Again, 8:20 in the morning, broad daylight. And it just epitomizes what's been happening with the brutality and the viciousness of many of the shocking crimes that have been happening in New York over the last few years, but especially the last few months, more than ever, the headlines, we're seeing just these atrocious random crimes, people sucker punched, and a 68-year-old woman who is still in very, very serious condition. But the great news is this guy has now been caught. It is a 16-year-old. So you have to say to yourself, what's going on with society that a 16-year-old would do this? And has the brutality and the callousness to knock somebody down, a 68-year-old woman walking by herself into church on a Sunday morning. It clearly shows that there are no barriers to the brutality. And the fact that somebody as young as 16, so brazen to do this and callous, and now has been caught, thank goodness, because boy, is this a scary situation. And let's just pray that based on a lot of New York's soft on crime laws, that this person doesn't get back out on the street. Boy, that would be a sad, sad testament to what is happening. By the way, also, talk about a wild sign of the times. It just came out that the New York City Council has approved bills that will give EMS workers body armor, self-defense training, as the assaults are rising across the city against first responders. How sad is that? That they're going out trying to protect everybody, EMTs with ambulances and so forth, and now they have to wear body armor and bring bullet and slab-proof armored vests that they can defend themselves. It still has to be signed, this bill, by Mayor Eric Adams, but it looks like it's on his way to its desk very shortly. By the way, attacks on EMTs and paramedics, they have been threatened 363 times just in 2022, a staggering 2,230% jump from just 15 attacks that happened in 2011, 11 years before. It just shows how dangerous and how crazy things are on the streets of New York and elsewhere. And meantime, as we're talking about the O.J. Simpson case, I want to take your calls on that because still many people shaking their heads that that guy got off. Patty called in the last hour. She thinks maybe it was a setup. Do you? All these years later, or do you believe a murderer got off scot-free? And this also comes as our FBI director, Christopher Wray, has put out a very stark warning today, talking about how dangerous and how many attacks are festering around this country. And you got to wonder, with a wide open southern border, just how dangerous the situation is. Listen to what the FBI director, Christopher Wray, who's usually kind of understated, he certainly wasn't today when he spoke.
As I look back over my career in law enforcement, I would be hard-pressed to think of a time where so many threats to our public safety and national security were so elevated all at once. But that is the case as I sit here today.
And he also said he is getting alarm bells from every different direction. Also, Israel on high alert because they're preparing for Iran to do some sort of strike on them. So much intelligence, and what a tenuous time it is in the world. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. We are talking about crime, OJ, and so much more. Let's go to Jacqueline. Jacqueline, your thoughts.
Hi, Rita. You know, that's quite coincidental, or maybe not so much, that you had that interview with, is her name Carrie or Carrie Sheffield?
Carrie Sheffield, C-A-R-R-I-E, Carrie
okay.
Sheffield, yep.
Carrie Sheffield. She was talking about her abusive father in regards to, you know, the work that she does. And I think it really relates to the O.J. case because he was a domestic abuser.
Great point.
I heard you speaking with him earlier today when you were filling in, and Professor Dershowitz, because he worked with O.J. for such an extended period of time, said O.J. was charming. And I know this from firsthand experience as it regards to domestic abusers, and that was exactly the first word that came into my mind. I was thinking almost always, domestic abusers are very charming on the outside in public, but to their abusers, they have a totally different side. And that's not all I wanted to say.
Let me ask you, though, Jacqueline, before you go further, how do you have experience? What's your experience with it?
If you don't mind, I'd rather not say.
Okay. No. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about it. You know, it's interesting.
No.
I will tell you that I have interviewed a lot of people, you know, who have been involved with domestic abuse and some very serious cases where early on in my career, I've talked about this, a woman who was so abused that she had to go into witness protection program. Mm-hmm. He killed her, actually, when he got out of prison. So it was heartbreaking for me personally because I got to know this woman and was rooting for her. But I would hear about the stories. And the same description. Oh, he was charming. He seemed like a really nice guy on the outside, you know?
I consider it both a blessing and a curse. A blessing because I got to see the signs firsthand so that I could, throughout my life, avoid those types of men. But what I wanted to say, I think the prosecution in the O.J. case really didn't do as good a job as they possibly could have. I used to wear very thin, unlined leather gloves, and oftentimes when they would get wet from the snow or the rain, the leather would get very dry and brittle, and it would shrink.
Yes.
And they wouldn't fit.
Right.
And they would never go back to their original soft, supple state when you first purchased them. So I don't know why they never brought that point out, and they made the whole case around the gloves. And although I didn't want to go here, but
I'll tell you something. I thought the prosecution in the O.J. case did a really blank job, bad job. They had so much, and they didn't come back at that point. They didn't come back at a lot of points. Clearly, Johnny Cochran and Dershowitz and all those folks were a lot smarter than the prosecution.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad you mentioned Johnny Cochran, because although I really didn't want to go here, I can't help myself, and I haven't evolved to the point yet where I can't make a nasty comment and a nasty remark. I think Johnny Cochran got what he deserved, suffering miserably with cancer before he died, and also...
But hang on. Let me ask you why. Because you obviously believe O.J. did it and he got him off. I feel, obviously, that I believe he did it. That's my personal opinion based on the facts. And I even talked about after the fact some of the activities that he did that just didn't, even the Patty who called earlier, even if you believe prior to his actions afterwards, don't even act like a man who didn't do it. You know what I mean?
Right,
it just,
right,
it weren't
absolutely
consistent. But,
absolutely.
But I also want to say one thing, Jacqueline. I do think it's important that everybody gets representation in this country. So I don't begrudge Johnny Cochran for representing him because, you know, everybody deserves to have representation if he didn't do it. But you do wonder, boy, if they had a much better prosecution on the other side, I think it would have been a very different result. And you're right. It shows what when you buy justice or when you buy a really good defense team, what do you get? You know?
I also think that also they knew he was guilty. Yes, it was their job to defend him, but they knew he was guilty. Bob Kardashian.
Yep, Robert Kardashian.
He and his wife were very good friends with the family. They were very, very good friends. It destroyed his marriage because his wife was so upset that he was choosing to defend OJ, knowing full well that he was abusing Nicole Brown Simpson. So, and again, I think, let me put it in a little nicer way. Karma is a biatch.
Well, by the way, that's what Caitlyn Jenner said today. Caitlyn Jenner tweeted out, good riddance. You know, I think a lot of people feel that way. Jacqueline, thanks so much. You're great. Thank you very much. And thank you for sharing just also your personal thoughts, too. Very, very powerful. Let's go to Norm. Norm, your thoughts, my friend.
Hi, Rita. Yeah. Would we be still talking about this murder 30 years later if Nicole Brown Simpson was black? I think not.
Well, I would hope. By the way, I would hope we would. But, you know, yeah. I hear your point. But I would hope we would, because to me, I don't believe that the color was the issue. Maybe with the jury. Because, look, you could see it was such a different reaction. It was like half of America thought he was guilty. The other half was cheering that he got off, you know?
Correct. The tragedy of this murder case is the recast of a suspect murderer into a civil rights hero, plus the luridness of our media. Now, saying that, I respect the court's decision in finding OJ not guilty. However, as we saw more recently with the death of George Floyd, the phenomena of the beatification of low-living criminals due to their race continues.
Well, it's interesting that you talk about that, because even tonight I was watching, some people were like, you know, oh, tell us about OJ. Tell us about what a great guy he was. And I'm thinking, you know, there's a, you kind of forgot about the murder part, you know? I agree with you. You have to put it in context. And it's a fascinating story of a guy who had it all. But clearly, I do believe, obviously, look, there was a history of domestic abuse. That was clear. He clearly had a very dangerous and dark side. And I think, again, I think if the prosecution had been much more effective, I don't think he would have gotten off. I really don't. And I think Judge Ito let the courtroom sort of run wild. He was caught up in the cameras. I mean, there were a lot of things, I think, major mistakes that were made. And I told you, I spoke to him. I will never forget that. It was soon after he got acquitted. I'm thinking, okay, I'm talking to this guy who just got off, who I firmly believe, you know, did the crime. 1-800-848-9222. And we'll continue your calls, everybody, after the break.
You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment, or newbridgehealth.org.
This is the Rita Cosby Show.
Some very ominous warnings coming from the intel community. Obviously worried about what could happen to Israel because there are concerns that Iran is planning a massive attack against Israel. We'll keep you posted on that. Also, Rashida Tlaib won't condemn the guy in her state of Michigan who ran that rally. Remember that anti-Israeli rally that was death to America, death to Israel on U.S. soil. And he's still there in the country. He's an American citizen. How comforting is that? Well, that's one of the things that is keeping FBI Director Christopher Wray up at night, because today he issued some chilling warnings to lawmakers about a potential coordinated terror attack in the U.S., like what ISIS did in Russia. Listen to what he said.
So we need funding to protect America from terrorism. I touched on this earlier, but there was already a heightened risk of violence in the United States before October 7th. Since then, we've seen a rogues gallery of foreign terrorist organizations call for attacks against Americans and our allies. And given those calls for action, our most immediate concern has been that individuals or small groups will draw some kind of twisted inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks here at home. But now, increasingly concerning, is the potential for a coordinated attack here in the homeland, akin to the ISIS-K attack we saw at the Russia Concert Hall just a couple weeks ago.
That is really scary. Remember, those guys came in, they were paid to open fire on that crowded concert hall in Russia, killing many, many, many people. And he also talked about inspired attacks. There's that guy who was inspired by ISIS. Remember, he just got arrested the other day. He was planning on shooting up some churches in Idaho. I mean, it can't get more crazy and more dangerous than that. Here's a homegrown guy who's being inspired by people online. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Steve, line five. Steve, your thoughts.
Hi, yes. Just finishing your thing about domestic abuse, I think the expression you were searching for was street angel, home devil. But getting on to Christopher Wray, he has the unmitigated gall to announce that we're in danger. He spent the last few years with the same 24 hours a day that we other human beings have, and he wasted his time on, A, going after Trump and Republicans, and B, going after the parents in Virginia who were trying to protect their children from domestic terrorism of left-wing educational systems.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. The, quote, MAGA extremists. You're right. Where was his priority? And you're right, a number of them. And then he kind of apologized, but it was only after he was outed by a number of people on Capitol Hill. And it was that Richmond office, I remember, Richmond, Virginia, with the famous memo that they exposed. But you're right, they should be focused. And also, why isn't he saying, close the border now?
Rita Cosby is on.
Pull the ball.
We're talking here on The Rita Cosby Show about threats to the homeland. And sadly, there are a lot of them with a wide open southern border. Earlier today on Katz and Cosby, John Katzmatidis and I were talking with Todd Bensman. Todd is a journalist, and he broke some big news that they had discovered about 33,000 migrants have been flown secretly from the Biden administration into New York. Now, that's about the same amount that Governor Greg Abbott has come forward and said that he has been busing to New York. Of course, you hear New York leadership blasting Governor Abbott, but they don't seem to say anything about Biden's secret migrant flights. And in fact, remember, they denied it at first. Those flights that were coming into Westchester, Rob Astorino, the former Westchester County executive, was saying, hey, wait a minute, I got these details. And people were like, oh, no, that's not happening. Well, sure enough, Todd Bensman got the details that at least 33,000 coming to New York, many more coming also everywhere else around the country, coming from out of the country, being shipped in the dead of night. And we still don't know any details about it. They will not even release to Todd the exact airports or the exact cities, just to say that it's in this area that he got from doing some shoe leather journalism. But how scary is that? It makes you wonder, what else are they doing? It also lets all of us know we have to be darn right careful, because with a wide open southern border and all the folks that are coming through that are on the terror watch list, there was a story just recently of somebody who was on the terror watch list who mistakenly was let go because they didn't get the information from the home country. That happens all the time, because unless they are clear that it is an individual on the list and they also have confirmation of it, if they just go on a hunch, they can't keep somebody on a hunch. And this administration is letting so many people come through. It's also letting so many gotaways get through. These are the people we'll never maybe know about until maybe they are planning, sadly, some sort of attack on our homeland. And that is darn right scary. And in the middle of all this, we also have just a lot of vitriol that is coming from even from Americans. We've seen this on college campuses, some of this anti-Israel hate that they have been spewing, and some of the threats against Jewish students. It's reprehensible. And I couldn't believe earlier this week, remember this, when we heard that protester, this is in Dearborn, Michigan, again, an American who's leading this chant saying, death to Israel, death to America, burning the American flag in our country. And he's still here in our country. Listen to this.
We've been asked in the past, why are our protests on the International Day of Quds, why are they so anti-America? Why don't we just focus more on Israel and not talk so much about America? Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America. Malcolm X said, and I quote, we live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth. And so when these fools ask us if Israel has the right to exist, the chant death to Israel has become the most logical chant shouted across the world today.
Death to Israel, death to America. And there they were in Dearborn, Michigan. Now, of course, Michigan is where Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib lives. She is a member of the squad. And so she was approached on Capitol Hill. And the reporter at Fox News went over to her and said, do you condemn these remarks by this leader of the Muslim faith who's in your state? Don't you find it reprehensible that he's saying death to America, death to Israel, and he's a known guy in her state? And remember, she's one of those people who has been critical of Israel from the get-go. I mean, she and some of the others and Ilhan Omar and all of them have been so critical and disgusting about throwing Israel under the bus. They did it from day one. Remember, they weren't even criticizing some of the October 7th attacks. That's how like loony kazoony these people are. But here's Rashida Tlaib, because she's approached by the Fox reporter down the hall, and suddenly she had a case of being mum. She wouldn't even answer. She would not condemn this guy's comments. Take a listen to this exchange.
Congresswoman Tlaib.
Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News.
At a district, people were chanting death to America. Do you condemn?
I do not talk to Fox News.
But do you condemn chants of death to America?
I don't talk to people that use racist tropes.
Why can't you just say whether or not you condemn people chanting death to America? Why are you afraid to talk to Fox?
Fox News is not, listen, using racist tropes towards my community is what Fox News is about, and I don't talk to Fox News.
Is death to America racist? Is chanting death to America racist?
I'm talking about your guys' racist tropes. You know, you guys know exactly what you do. I know you're Islamophobic, but you guys got to go deal with it on your own self. You're not going to use me.
Right. For someone who has made some really despicable comments. And again, she didn't want to answer it. She was trying to turn the tables as opposed to, yeah, it's horrible. Absolutely. I condemn it. It's not a trick question. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Sandra. Sandra, your thoughts.
Good evening, Rita. I'm going through my notes. About a month ago, I learned that Jewish students in New York are advised not to apply to Cornell University, you know, because they were sending brochures to the high schools saying don't send your children to Cornell if they're Jewish. And then I found some hateful stuff that they write, like Jewish people need to be killed. If you see a Jewish person on campus, follow them home and slit their throats. Rats need to be eliminated. And one of the professors there, his name is Russell Rickford, I believe, he was at a rally saying how exhilarating all this is that's happening to Israel. And then there was another.
By the way, I remember all that. Can you believe, though, that after all of that, and you're right, when it came out, it was like, oh, it was big news, and it was after October 7th, right, when that was exposed. It was exposed after.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think a thing was mentioned about it. It wasn't big news. That's why I kind of let it sit in my little book here.
Oh, by the way, I remember it. Maybe it didn't make a huge headlines, but I remember because I was so offended when I saw it, Sandra. And you know, it's something that I care about deeply. But let me fast forward you. Because now, the fact that we're still, Rashida Tlaib is still acting like it's a trick question. What are your thoughts? Here we are. We've had all these hearings. There's going to be another hearing, by the way, this week for Columbia University that's coming up. It's going to be that same committee. So I can't wait to see. Hopefully Stefanik will do a Harvard grilling to Columbia like she did to Harvard. Remember that one? You know, come on. I mean, do you think anything has changed? Sadly, I just saw a thing that it really hasn't changed, that there's only two schools that get a grade A for protecting Jewish students. That's pretty bad.
And what schools are those?
One of them is Brandeis, and I have to look and see what the other one is. And this is in the Ivy League schools. They just looked at the Ivy League schools. But Harvard and some others were still getting Fs. So, I mean, I don't know what it takes. They were so publicly shamed, and they're still out there spewing this stuff. Sandra, thank you very, very much. You're terrific. And thank you. You always keep up on all the latest stuff, which I appreciate so much. Let's go to Susan, line three. Susan, your thoughts.
Okay, well, not to be Debbie Downer here, but we're talking about Christopher Wray, that statement that he made. You know, like, okay, yeah, you know, there's going to be some catastrophic, attack. Now, they're saying ISIS, but when you think all the different terrorists, between the Chinese and all of them that are coming across our border. We don't even know who they are because they all dump their any of their credentials on the other side, and only the independent journalists that pick them up. So we have no idea who these people are. And so here we are in New York or, you know, upper here and thinking like, and actually I heard Congresswoman Stefanik and Congresswoman Tenney, who are up in the, the
northern
state area region, are Republicans. And they have both been very alert that the border in the north is also a sieve.
Yeah, no, so, by the way, you are absolutely correct, because you're right. The northern border is equally porous because the same rules apply, sadly. You know, I mean, it's the federal administration. And there's been a number of people that have been on the terrorist watch list that have come through New York. I know both of those congresswomen have talked about it, and we've had them on the show talking about it. It is really, really dangerous, but it's a great reminder that there could be threats from both different directions. That's really powerful. Let's go to Dave in Pennsylvania. Dave, your thoughts?
Yeah, really. You know, the irony of this with these protesters, you know, these pro-Hamas protesters, that they have the greatest ally they have is Joe Biden, because he never, you know, reinstated the sanctions, the financial sanctions that Trump had. We're,
right.
We're still indirectly funding a war against Israel indirectly through Iran. And
I'm going to go further. They are completely, I agree, because they had a chance just even a few days ago to, lock in the sanctions, and they gave them a waiver again. Are you kidding me? After all of this, they're still giving waivers to Iran and not enforcing the sanctions. And think about the billions upon billions of dollars that they're able to have access to, and also the oil money, because they're still able to sell that oil and they're making a lot of money. You see, the price of oil is up, gas is up. They're making a lot of money, and guess what they're doing? Like you said, they are funding Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, all these other groups, and that's why their war machine, sadly, is so plentiful, and that's shocking to me. Isn't that shocking to you, Dave, that we still haven't even enforced the sanctions? I mean, that's like basic. That's like, that's like warfare 101.
Well, you know, Rita, thanks to the Democratic Party, China financially affiliated news media, which is about 80% of the news media, most people don't understand that. That's why the Democratic voter sheeple will continue to vote, and they give cover to Biden. This absurdity that exists is because he has cover, and he's just not being held accountable. And unfortunately, like as I mentioned earlier on a prayer call, the Republican Party isn't doing anything to hold him accountable either, other than saying how bad it is. Well, if it's really that bad, then why aren't we holding him accountable and impeaching him and impeach the Democratic Party platform, because it's it is the greatest clear and present danger to our country. Not Hamas, believe it or not, it's the Democratic Party platform.
Well, I do think that the Republicans have to do, at minimum, a much better job of communicating, because I have never seen, like you said, threats like we are experiencing right now, whether it's, even internally. I mean, look, Biden is thumbing his nose to the Supreme Court. Thumbing his nose on the border. You can make the case doing such a horrible job in, obviously, Ukraine, and certainly now throwing Israel under the bus. Like, I there's just so many fires going on. You need like 20 firehouses to put it out. I'm telling you, it is really a scary time. And I do think he's derelict in his duties in so many ways. Dave, great points. Thank you very much. 1-800-848-9222. And now to our Support Our Heroes segment.
The Rita Cosby Show presents Support Our Heroes.
And this is the Tunnel to Towers Foundation Support Our Heroes segment. Be sure to check out Tunnel to Towers. They do so much to help America's heroes. And this story coming from Hamilton, Montana, where this week, Governor Greg Gianforte recognized Seaman Richard Hardy with the 2023 Montana Governor's Veteran Commendation Award. During the Vietnam War, the veteran served in the U.S. Navy on the USS Midway and the USS Alamo. He also operated minesweeper boats on the Saigon River, which were critical to countering the threat of sea mines. Following his discharge as honorable one from the U.S. Navy, he devoted himself to his community as a volunteer emergency medical technician and also a fireman. And the Montana Governor's Veteran Commendation recognizes outstanding Montana veterans like Veteran Hardy, who have selflessly served our country in uniform and made a positive impact in their community. Bravo to this great veteran. And of course, all of the veterans of the Vietnam War, we love you, we appreciate you, and welcome home. And everybody, all it takes is just $11 a month. Donate $11 a month to the great Tunnel to Towers Foundation. They do so many incredible things to help our warriors and their families. Check it out at t2t.org. T, the number 2t.org.
You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show. It's The Rita Cosby Show.
Major threats to America and also to Israel, our greatest ally, although you wouldn't know that from the way that President Joe Biden has been speaking. And has the FBI lost some of its priorities? I do believe that the FBI brass, the men and women in the field, the hardworking agents, they're out there trying to do the best they can. They're trying to do the best job that they possibly can. But yeah, do I think some of the leaders became unbelievably political? You bet. Just like also Merrick Garland at Department of Justice, he's been the worst attorney general. Think about all the things that he has done and all the passes that he's given for President Biden and push to go up against President Trump. We're talking about threats to the homeland. And what is the district attorney of New York focused on Monday? President Trump. He's got the first criminal trial against President Trump. That's where all the effort, that's where all the time, that's where all the coverage is going to be. And yet, think about the threats to our homeland with that wide open southern border. And so far, no changes in sight from our current commander-in-chief. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Joaquin. Joaquin, your thoughts about all of this.
All right. Hello, Rita. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, this FISA has been used against the American people, you know? And you have FBI, you have whistleblowers, you know, who left good jobs, and they've said what was going on. Their priority is to invest, you know, to round up January 6th protesters, and infiltrating Catholic churches, you know, infiltrating churches, period. And, you know, right-wing MAGA extremists. You got Mark Hoke, you know, in Pennsylvania. Look at what they did to Roger Stone and others. And that young man who actually was an asset for us that went to Russia and spied on us. And, you know, so I don't know.
What,
I
by the way, you forgot about Peter Navarro, remember?
Yeah.
I mean, that was unbelievable. Peter Navarro is now in prison. Because he was found guilty of contempt. And I'm having a really hard time, Joaquin, with the fact that Hunter Biden keeps sort of thumbing his nose, and he seems to be getting a free pass. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Right. And, of course, you know, now they're saying that there's all these threats, but they want to push this FISA thing through. And I think the American people just should not trust it.
Yeah, I understand why there's a lot of skepticism about it. I think FISA is good to if it's done responsibly. But then we saw with that whole thing, I think it was the Christopher Steele case, I believe, where remember the information that was presented to the judge was inaccurate. And so it could certainly be abused. So I could understand that, guys. Have a great night, everybody.